From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Primitive sugar molecules have been found inside two meteorites that fell to Earth decades ago. The discovery provides further evidence that materials important to life can be produced in outer space, and it raises a question about how much of the starting material for life on Earth had extraterrestrial origins. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
George Cooper has always been fascinated by the origin of the chemicals that ended up forming the first life on Earth. So it's no surprise that he was drawn to two of the most important sources of raw material, the Murchison meteorite, which landed in Australia in 1969, and the Murray meteorite, which plummeted to Earth in Texas back in 1950. Cooper says both contain a bonanza of material similar to the molecules that living organisms are made of.
The compounds in them are 4.5, 4.6 billion years old in that area. That creates a very interesting mix of chemistry.
Previous studies have identified parts of proteins in these meteorites, along with some of the chemical units that make up DNA. Now, Cooper and his colleagues have added another chemical important to life to that list, sugars.
We were actually searching for other compounds. Then once realizing the first few were there, it was fine-tuning the experiments to look specifically for compounds related to sugars.
These aren't the sweet sugars found in food. In fact, most of the molecules he identified aren't technically sugars at all. They're closely related compounds called polyols. But any sugar is interesting to scientists studying the rise of life on Earth, because, among other things, DNA, the essential basis of life, is partly made up of sugar. This is not the first time scientists said they'd found sugars in the Murchison meteorite. Back in the 1960s, another team also made the claim. But nobody really believed them. The sugars were dismissed as mere contaminants from Earth. Jeffrey Botta at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography says this time Cooper has made a strong case.
I'm pretty certain this is real, because if it was contamination, the sugars you'd expect would be things like ribose and deoxyribose and glucose and things like that, which are the major sugars in biology.
The tough question now is figuring out whether sugars from space could have been raw material for early life on Earth. Botta says it's not easy figuring out how large amounts of material like this could have arrived.
Today, the Earth receives most of its extraterrestrial material in the form of what are called micrometeorites, or interplanetary dust particles. These are little fly speck type particles that rain down on the Earth in great quantities. They get fried in the atmosphere. And so the big problem is, although a lot of this stuff is raining down towards the Earth, most of it gets incinerated.
Botta says maybe over millions of years, some material from meteorites could slowly accumulate on Earth. But probably not sugars. Once they get dissolved in water, they quickly fall apart. So Botta says the current thinking is that sugars used by early life forms probably originated on Earth. But he says it does reinforce a growing realization that chemistry 4.5 billion years ago was producing a rich repertoire of materials useful for life.
I think this just is another example of how varied and complex molecules there are being produced under natural conditions. And I think that this also could imply that the kind of chemistry that synthesized these molecules in this meteorite may have also been taking place on the early Earth.
For his part, George Cooper is not claiming that he solved any great mysteries about the biochemistry of the early Earth.
It all may turn out to be interesting space chemistry. So,
still, it is interesting to find that sugar-like molecules can be cooked up in space and be discovered billions of years later inside a rock. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.